We are not going to participate in the election in Kapirimposhi and the Lukuru parliamentary by-election because the party feels that with the political violence that the PF has perpetuated on the opposition parties, it is time that we should actually inform the nation that we will not participate in any election which we feel that the PF party is up to no good. All it wants to do is to ensure that they win all the by-elections so that they can muscle the number to 106 in parliament. And then, after doing that, they have to bring the constitution, which they're going to manipulate, to suit them. The Zambians are saying we are not interested in going to a by-election, which we know that the PF has already manipulated and they're going to win that election because they're going to intimidate the opposition. If the opposition complain to Electoral Commission of Zambia, those who go to complain are thrown in either in the cells or in jail. There's no level playing field in any by-election because these are planned by-election by Patriotic Front.
The MMD has accused the ruling party, the PF government, of trying to ensure that Zambia returns to a one-party state. If you refuse but if you refuse to participate in the elections, then why do you complain if the country is going to return to one-party state?
No matter what you do, they have actually made it a point that they have to go to one-party state. So even if you go to Kapiri today to participate, the violence which is going to come out there, Zambians will be injured. Just even at the nomination day, the Minister of Tourism and Arts, Msuvia Maseo, who is the chairperson of elections in Patriotic Front, actually violated the electoral rules by taking thugs into the nomination center, which the electoral regulation forbids. But she deliberately ignored because nobody can control them. So even if the opposition participate in this by-election, nothing is going to happen because they are already determined that they must get 106 votes, 106 members of seats in parliament. So even if we participate, our participation is nothing because it's a pre-determined situation already.
Now, but if this is what you're saying, then you might as well stop participating in all elections in Zambia.
We will not win any by-election because that is they've made it a point that they have to ensure that the PF wins all these so that they have a majority in parliament so that they can pass all the draconian laws, which the Zambians are refusing that we are going 40 years back. But we are saying, okay, fine, for us now, what we are going to do is exert our energy to reorganize ourselves from the grassroots so that come 2016, we remove PF from government. Because if we keep them there, they will definitely take this country 40 years backwards.
If Zambians, as you said, are against what the PF government is doing, why don't you intensify your efforts to garner enough support to stop them from winning a majority of the seats in parliament so that you can garner enough momentum for the 2016 general election or presidential election?
So what we're doing now is going back to our organs, our structures, and tell them that, look, even if today we go and participate in Kapiri, we're not winning because the PF government is assisted by the police, is assisted by the Electoral Commission of Zambia. So even if we go in there, we're not winning. So why don't we start planning for 2016 that all our people should get ready, that 2016 PF government is moved out from government?